Feelings are just visitors. Let them come and let them go. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles, because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a fantastic presentation from our friend Leo from actualize.org about learning to master your feelings and emotions. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Leo for actualize.org. So what I want to talk about is how you create every single one of your emotions. There is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Have you heard that quote before? That's a quote from William Shakespeare, his play Hamlet. Hamlet says this famous line. Now, what does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with creating your own emotions? There's a very fundamental idea in personal development that I want you to start to buy into. And this is the point of this video, is to help you buy into it. This is a very powerful paradigm to live from. And it's the opposite paradigm of the way that most people live. Because most people think that the emotions that they experience, the way that they feel, their mood, their feelings, that this is dictated by external circumstances. So somebody says something to you, something bad happens to you, something good happens to you, you get a promotion, you get fired, you earn some money, you lose some money, you create a successful business, or your business goes bankrupt, or you have a good relationship, or you have a bad relationship, that all of this stuff is creating the emotions that you feel, right? Somebody pays you a compliment, you're feeling good, feeling very positive. Something good's happening in your life, you're feeling excited, right? Something exciting is happening, you got a trip coming up, now all of a sudden you're excited. And the flip side of that is that if negative stuff is happening to you, then you feel down, you feel sad, you feel angry, you feel frustrated, you feel stressed. Well, the secret really to life, and this is a secret that the ancient sages and wise men for thousands of years have understood, is that actually what's creating your emotions is not the environment, it's you. It's how you think about the environment that creates the emotions. And that this is something that's within your control. This is something that can be changed. Even when the external environment is against you, you can change how you're reacting to it, how you're perceiving it, how you're interpreting it, and therefore you can gain emotional mastery. And this is a very beautiful and very powerful thing, because I can guarantee you that if you're having a struggle in your life, if you're having the kind of life where you're not getting the results that you want, the only reason that's the case is because of the emotional difficulties that you're having. It's because of emotions. It's because of the feelings. Because these feelings, they block you up and they keep you from creating success in your life. It's not the circumstances. See, right now you think it's the circumstances that are keeping you stuck in life, but actually it's mostly the emotions. It's how you feel about stuff. It's how you're interpreting stuff. I want to give you a totally radically different paradigm from which to work and view emotions and view thoughts, because that is the problem. This thing is hard to believe. I remember, in fact, it was about 5 years ago when I started my first business, and I was just young. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any money. I was just starting my business. And I was starting to see a little bit of success there. And what happened is that I started getting into self-help. So one of the first books or material that I bought from self-help was a Tony Robbins CD product. And so I remember I was listening to this in the car, and I love everything he was saying. You know, I love his energy. I love all the ideas he's throwing at me. But then there was this one idea that I heard him talking about it in his CD, and he was talking about how emotions and those emotions that we experience, those are all generated by us, you know, by me. I was listening to this, and, you know, I understood what he was saying logically, but then I also said to myself, but Tony, I mean, like, what are you talking about here? Like, for example, I have this problem with money. Like, I've got this problem with my business. I have this problem where I don't know if my business is going to take off. I don't know how to build it. How is that being created by me? That's like a really frustrating problem for me. So I'm very stressed about starting my business here. It's my first time starting a business. So this stress and anxiety that I'm feeling about starting this business, you're telling me that I'm creating this? I'm like, no. This is happening because I'm pursuing something ambitious. And this is happening because it really is a challenging business problem. I've got some real business problems. I've got some money problems. So, you know, these are real. That's what I was telling to myself. And I told them, and I told kind of in my own mind to Tony, I'm like, yeah, these are nice ideas, but they're not very practical. What's practical is that my business and money problems are causing me frustration. That's what's real. If I could get rid of those, then my frustrations would be gone. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? But as I've been studying more and more personal development, as I've really been working to expand my consciousness and understanding my own emotions, building my emotional intelligence, what I've started to discover is more and more how true it is what Tony was saying. And it really is the fact that the emotions are not generated by things out there.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.